Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition number 2283 and it was recorded on Thursday the 25th of July 2024. Welcome from me, Ruth Murray, and today I'm joined again by Paul Henderson. Today we have our usual mix of items, news from the city, some letters to the evening news and some features which will be read by Robin Quine. And keep listening at the end of today's programme as we have this month's edition of Just Talk. Let's have a listen to hear what is in the July edition.
Hello, I'm David Potten and I'm here to tell you that the July edition of Just Talk is going to follow immediately after this week's Chatterbox. We're travelling on the old Norfolk to Diss railway again this month, and we'll also be hearing about old cars and old castle ruins. Galtina will be rabbiting on about rabbits, and there will be music from Harry Belafonte and from Scotland. There'll be advice from Vision Norfolk and from Citizens Advice, and, you'll look forward to this, Neil Haverson will again try to answer quiz questions about Norfolk. So there will be lots to look forward to in Just Talk, just after this month's Chatterbox.
We send a warm welcome to a returning listener this week. Hello and welcome back to Mrs. Slaughter. We hope you enjoy the programme.
Hello everyone. We begin our first batch of news items with a champagne tea. Britain's poshest train is returning to Norwich with a trip to Yorkshire and a champagne afternoon tea. The first journey will see the Northern Belle departing from Norwich on September the 8th. Leaving at 12:10 p.m, the vintage locomotive will take guests south while enjoying a luxury champagne afternoon tea in the decorated 1930s Pullman-style carriages. A separate Spirit of Travel lunch will also be available, treating guests to a 7-course lunch with a caviar reception. On September the 9th, the train will depart at 8:15 a.m. from Norwich for a trip north to Yorkshire. Those dining on the trip will be treated to a 3-course brunch and a 6-course dinner. On arrival in York, the platform guides will accompany guests to a private transfer that takes them directly to Harewood House, where they can spend the afternoon learning the history of the estate with a guided tour. Tickets start at £440 and can be booked via the Northern Belle website.
A dad whose children spent their early days in neonatal intensive care is running 400 kilometres to help the hospital. Norfolk and Norwich's University Hospital's Neonatal Intensive Care Unit, NICU, patient father Jamie Heffer is challenging himself with a 400-kilometre run. Money raised from the effort will assist the NNN Hospital's charity. Jamie has already generated more than £1,500. He will run 35 kilometres per day for 11 days from the Orange Tree in Thornham, setting off on September the 5th and aiming to be back by September the 15th. Jamie's two sons, Oscar and Noah, inspired this initiative after their time at the NICU unit. Jamie said, "They both spent the first week of their lives on the NICU ward, and my wife Vicky and I experienced firsthand the care with which staff handle every situation. Funds will be allocated to life-saving equipment, additional staff training and accommodation for parents during their baby's ward stay." Jamie expressed his gratitude and determination to support the NICU team's critical efforts.
It was once at the centre of the UK's defence against its adversaries during the Cold War. But now the building at the RAF Radar Museum in Neatishead is hoping for a brighter future by harnessing the power of the sun. North Norfolk District Council has granted permission for the museum to install 96 solar panels on the roof of its Grade 2 listed concrete operations room, known as the Happydrome. The devices will be used to power the site. In a statement to the council, the museum said that the effect of COVID closures and the cost of living crisis has led to fewer visitors and increased costs, with energy being a major drain of resources due to the nature of the site. The bid had prompted concern from the 20th Century Society, a group that campaigns to protect important buildings from that period, that there was not enough evidence presented to prove it would not harm the heritage of the building. However, council officers decided that the benefits the solar panels would offer would more than offset any minor harm they would cause to the building's historic character. The internationally important Happydrome played a significant role during the Cold War and was at the front line of the clandestine conflict. It acts as a time capsule of 1970s computer technology and contains a vast array of devices that were used for missile defense systems. This technology provided early warning systems to help in the event of a Soviet missile attack on the UK.
Norwich has been named the UK's Surprise Artisan Coffee Hub. A study by the hot chocolate brand Before Chocolate has found Norwich to be one of the UK's best cities for coffee enthusiasts. The research team made a list of the UK's 400 largest towns and cities and analysed the ratio of independent coffee shops compared to large chains in each. According to the findings, Norwich has 60 independent coffee shops, which equates to one for every 2,400 people living there. A spokesman for Before Chocolate said, "According to a recent study, people in Norwich search for coffee shops more than any other place in the UK, including London. So we were not surprised to learn that the city is home to 60 independents. With so much competition, standards are high. For example, Strangers Coffee House has won 7 awards, including the Best Coffee Experience in the UK. Strangers Coffee, which has shops in Pottergate, Dove Street and Gerald's, was launched by Alex Sargent and William and Samuel Maddox in 2019. This year, names including Flock Coffee House and Grounded have joined the city's lineup.
A dish made in China in the 12th century and up for auction in Norfolk was meant to sell for no more than £600. But an intense bidding war with collectors from Asia, the UK and continental Europe, all vying to buy the ceramic bowl, saw the price soar to 200 times its pre-sale estimate. When the hammer eventually went down, the dish, originally used for washing calligraphy and paintbrushes, was sold to a buyer from Italy for an astounding £120,000. The piece came from a Norfolk estate and was among a number acquired by a family member in Hong Kong in the 1930s. It dates from the Southern Song Dynasty, 1127 till 1279, a period which saw technological advances in ceramics, which are much sought after by collectors. It was one of 4 Song Dynasty pieces in Key's monthly Antiques, Pictures and Collectibles sale. The other 3 all sold close to their pre-sale estimates. Key's ceramics expert David Broom said, "We knew this dish would be of interest because it features one of the most prized glazes of the Song Dynasty, but no one could have predicted the intense bidding war which occurred once the sale got underway. Even though the dish was slightly marred by a crack to its well, this did not put off a group of very determined buyers, who took the bidding through 237 bidding increments before arriving at the hammer price of £120,000.
A major surgical expansion at Norfolk's biggest hospital has finally welcomed its first patients, 2 years after it was originally scheduled to open. The Norfolk and Norwich Orthopaedic Centre, NANOC, was commissioned in direct response to the impact the COVID-19 pandemic had on surgery waiting lists. Costing at least £11 million, the new centre at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital was initially hoped to be open in summer 2022. However, the project has faced a host of delays relating to contractual issues, over costs with contractors Octagon, and difficulties delivering equipment. But this week, the state-of-the-art facility, which has a 50-strong team working at it, welcomed its first patients. Now up and running, the team will care for 2,500 patients a year, carrying out procedures 3 days a week, as the hospital works through its growing waiting lists. Jim Wimhurst, consultant surgeon, said, "The main ethos for the unit is for enhanced recovery, getting patients up and about after surgery." Our current length of stay is 3 days, but the idea is to get patients home after a day for hip and knee replacement, and some even home on the day of surgery. Leslie Dwyer, Chief Executive at the NNN, added, "This centre will mean we can reduce cancellations and continue elective work, despite winter and external pressures."